Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. It's actually incredible to be with you. It's the highlight of my life to be with you here tonight. I know I sound like I'm reading a hostage note, but I am. It is the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Carlos Ortiz alongside. I want to remind you that we do have a new phone number to get in on the program. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. 888-710-4ISN. I've got some college basketball that I want to get into. I would typically start an hour and get right into it. Robert in Annapolis is on the line. I think he wants to talk about something that I've got no idea where to fit it in the show. So I'm going to do it now rather than have him wait all night, because I'm a nice guy, and I want to talk to Robert. Hey, buddy.
Hey, you are a nice guy. Hey, voices, thanks for taking my call, and as always, I'm on topic. I haven't had heard a phone number mentioned as often on the radio since Tommy Two-Tone was giving out Jenny's 8675309.
That's not bad. Robert, that's not bad. That's not a bad joke. That might actually be a good joke. I think that was a good joke, Robert.
It's not a joke. It's an observation. Did you ever? And by the way, did you ever call that number?
Yes, we all have. But what I have to. I got to keep saying it. Otherwise, I got to keep saying it.
I got it. Okay, a shout-out to the Capitals. I think they were the first team to clinch a playoff spot, and to Ovi for getting another goal. Excluding goalies and defensemen, particularly Bobby Orr, I put him in the top five behind Gretzky, Howe, Lemieux, and Messier. And speaking of top five, you had a caller a few nights ago put you in the top five. I'm curious who the other four would be ahead of you, because that's implying that you're fifth. I would have you no worse than number two. God forbid he has Doug Gottlieb ahead of you. And can I end on this? Can I do a morbid twist on your comment on Scotty Scheffler's Masters meal? You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking that, yeah.
And this is to the three of you, because you're my favorite three. You're the threesome, and sorry for the connotation on that. But if your lives had taken a sinister route, what would have been your last meal? Mine would have been endless fries, but what would your last meal be in that situation?
Like endless fries because they'll never end and you'll never die?
Yeah, I'd take one at a time and let them melt in my mouth, see how many days I could go. But what would be your last meal, your best meal, whatever you want to say. And I thank you for taking my call, my friend.
My last meal. Well, there's certainly been better meals that I've had. Tommy Two-Tone. If you search for the song, you have to put the parenthesis before the 8. No, that's not true. There's no area code in that. 8675309. Because there's a lot of 8675309s because there are a lot of different area codes. But yeah, I've called that. We all have. I think that was a fun radio bit where the radio host would call it and see what they would get. My last meal. What would my last meal be? I think my last meal would be something that I haven't had in a long time. I'll give you mine, and I'll give you a couple minutes to think, but do you have one that came to your head or not, Carlos? A last meal?
I haven't thought about that far ahead. I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to eat tomorrow, let alone last meal. I probably would just go go basic man meal. Give me the steakhouse dinner, you know. Give me the marbled bone-in ribeye, medium rare, mac and cheese, asparagus, lobster tail, and shoot me in the back of the head the second I finish the brownie sundae.
No, I think for the last meal, I look at it as I don't want to get something that I can get, like I could get that today. I could get that if I wanted it.
I wish I was you that I could afford a steakhouse dinner like just that easily. I'm a guy that should be eating ramen noodles.
We're not talking about price. I could if that you could go get it. Why I'm saying this is I would get something that I don't have the means to go get anymore. Because it's from a moment in time that I can't reach. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Like, what I would get is the grilled cheese now he's still alive, but the grilled cheese sandwiches my dad used to make, or the chili that he used to make. I don't know that 90s ingredients are the same as 2025 ingredients, and if they are, it seems like not for long. But I would go like back in time and get something like that. Something like a restaurant I used to go to that I don't think they even serve it anymore. There was a Southwest chicken wrap that was really good. I would be interested in that. Even like to bring back a moment, like a feeling. We used to go to Brothers Wings every Wednesday night for 10-cent wings and Miller High Lifes. And I would like choose that as a last meal over a steak, because that would at least take me to a place of innocence and younger and joy and hope. And these are like not that good of wings, but I still advocate for them because they're like nuclear orange. But they were good. They were good. I wouldn't put them up against, you know, the best wing ever, but I'm not looking for, I think this might be one of the most intelligent things I've ever said, honestly. I'm not looking for taste in the last meal. I'm looking to recreate a feeling. So something in that ballpark would be my last meal.
Yeah, I'm good. Just give me something good.
I really feel like I don't feel like I've ever heard anyone have this answer before.
Yeah, it's just because nobody would take it this deep. We're just thinking about food.
Well, you ask your last meal, and everyone thinks, this is what people think. They think, what's my favorite food? But then they think, what's my favorite food that is socially acceptable to be a favorite food? You know, that's what people think. I'm thinking, I want to recreate a memory. I want to die happy. Okay? That's what I want.
Yeah, I just want to not know that I'm dead. I want to go to sleep. I'm like, all right, I'll see y'all tomorrow. And then just not wake up. That'd be great.
Now, if Robert wants to go morbid, another last meal could be the last piece of vegetation on Earth. Or like the last other alive human that I would cannibalize. Because then I would have outlived everybody in whatever apocalyptic nightmare we're in. So I chose to go uplifting memory rather than last man on Earth type of thing.
Which apocalypse are we going to be going towards? Because Hollywood's been prepping us for several different ones, and I'm just not 100% sure exactly how I need to keep my wear stocked. Are we doing zombies? Is artificial intelligence, which I'd put my money on, is that the apocalypse one? You know, is the sun going to explode? Like, what is it exactly? Because I think I could survive the zombie apocalypse to a point that I would just die of boredom. Mm. The AI one terrifies me because I'm very clear that I would be a servant to them. So I don't want to be a slave for too long. I'd rather just kind of, you know, give out and call it a day. The sun exploding, I also wouldn't know what to do. I don't want to live in caves. I like sunscreen. I get burned already. So, I don't know. What apocalypse are we headed to? Can we all just make a conscious decision and get there if we're going to get there? Otherwise, let's just table all the apocalyptic TV shows and movies. I don't need any more training. I'm good to go. If we need to pop this off tomorrow, I'm good.
Okay, well, if you want, I could ask the Bartometer if you want.
Yeah, and then maybe in another segment, another show, another day, ask AI when they're going to take over.
No,
just
like
just give me the date.
Right now, if you want to do a bonus Bartometer, the Bartometer is willing to answer that question.
All right, stand by.
Thank you.
Okay. This is right off the cuff. Okay, this is off the cuff.
There are debates.
We'll go quick, but we do have eight.
There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
All right. Most likely apocalypse. Are you ready?
I am.
I just put it into the Bartometer. Here we go. We'll go quick. Number eight is zombie apocalypse. Because zombies are a highly unlikely thing to ever happen. I don't think they can happen. But if they did, that'd be the fastest we would all be dead. So it's just unlikely, likely, you know, the risk reward.
Hold on.
Zombies,
eight. You think that's the most likely? You think we'd die the quickest? Which zombies are we getting? Are we getting like the Walking Dead, like, slow walking zombies?
No, but what I mean.
Through? Or well, like maybe, the Olympic track star World War Z zombies.
Maybe that's the wrong way to say it, but there'd be no way out. You can't beat zombies.
Yeah, you can. You got
zombie apocalypse has always taken us down to 10 or 15 people. Bro. Anyway, zombies is A because I don't think it's likely at all. Number seven. Alien apocalypse, like an invasion.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
So, there's a couple things that have to come into play there. Would they want to come and kill us? There's a good chance they might want to be our friend. But if aliens came to us, that means they're far more superior and technologically advanced. Okay? I think, though, they would just say, like, you know, if we go to Mars and we find, like, an amoeba, or we're sending a rover to one of Jupiter's moons, I think. Europa? Is that one of Jupiter's moons? There might be some water there. And what are we going to find? Little worms? We're not going to bother to go, like, talk to them. I think that's how aliens would view us. I think we are far stupider than we think we are. So, aliens is seven. Number six. Number six for most likely apocalypse is a slow death of, and we might be headed for this one, a slow death of like becoming numb, where we technically become zombies without actually being zombies. Zombies to our life, zombies to our phones, zombies to technology, and we just like slowly and surely lose the things that make us human. Okay, that's number six. Number five is some sort of space rock, some sort of asteroid.
Armageddon, Deep Impact, yep.
Because, you know, depending on the size, and there is that one floating around in 2032, if that hits us, it could wipe out a city, but it wouldn't be damaging to the entire Earth. I mean, should an actual big-time movie asteroid hit us, we're all gone. So that's number five. Number four is AI, because I do still think there's a path with AI where we learn from it and it is a tool like a hammer and nail would be, but the minute they gain intelligence, it is like not artificial but like their own, like, you know, it's over. Once they decide to turn on us, it's over.
Like iRobot.
Number three would be like weather events getting out of control, and like a big one, a drought
tomorrow.
Yeah, drought, blizzard, you know, an ice cap melting, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes. Weather events would be number three. Number two now, these are most likely pandemic. Number two, I think I'm going to put at a, we're going to do a one-way tie right now. Unless you want to be the tiebreaker.
I'll be the tiebreaker. I don't like ties.
The two most likely scenarios for the apocalypse are either nuclear, which I think is a strong number one. Because, I mean, you're done. and then life's not habitable in these places for a long time. And then, like, a disease, like a pandemic. You know, we had a pandemic, but what if we had that, but was like five times worse? And would everybody be willing to, you know, not die? So between, what's the biohazard or nuclear? What would you put at one?
I would put biohazard at one, nuclear at two.
Okay, so an impromptu. This is completely off the cuff. I swear to God. And that's why the Bartometer, thank God it was here tonight. Number eight is zombie apocalypse. Number seven is alien. Number six is a slow death of losing what it takes to be human. Number five is space rock. Number four is AI. Number three is weather. Number two is nuclear. And number one is biohazard. I hope that answers your question. You asked, and so the Bartometer, I have it here. I didn't pack it up. That's a rare. We've only done a double Bartometer night only one other time. So this is a rarity. This is a treat.
Was I here for that?
No. It was a rarity. We did it before one time, though.
Wow.
How do you feel?
I'd be cool with space rock.
Oh, which one do you want to die from?
Yeah, I mean, like, well, because I forgot about half those. I forgot about alien ones. I think I would be really at peace if it was space rock, because there's nothing I can do. I'd be like, all right, well, it is what it is. Must suck to suck, and I'll just enjoy whatever time I have left over. But anything else, if I have a fighting chance, I'm going to be upset, because that means, you know, I'm going to try to delay the inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pandemic also one, like a disease. I also don't know if I have a fighting chance, because you can't see it. It's not right. Like I could walk into a room and I'm like, oh, there's the flu. Oh, that's influenza.
Yeah,
oh,
if we could see it, things
right
would be
there.
A lot different.
Right.
Yes.
Like I could, you know, duck, dodge, dip, dive, and dodge if I was able to see the actual disease, but I can't. So I'm screwed in that one too. But aliens, I try to fight it out. Zombies, I try to fight it out. Weathers, you know, I try to move. So, yeah. Thanks, Robert. This was depressing.
We got an upset coming. Oh, that's why Robert's goated, because he spurs on this kind of stuff. Or we have an upset watch coming. It looks like Michigan may be able to take care of UC San Diego. So we'll update you on the college basketball.
It is final 68-65 Michigan.
I'm behind you and wanted to enjoy it for myself.
I just let you know. Sorry. You ruined something for me the other day, so I'm just...
What?
I don't remember what it was. Mm. It's also possible it could be a lie, and I just want to make myself feel better for stepping on your toes.
Well, I just want to... Because as soon... We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk college basketball. And I'm going to talk about the team that is not in this tournament that we should be harder on for not being in the tournament. But one thing that I often ask people is like, it's like a go-to conversation I have, is if we knew that an asteroid was coming to hit Earth in 7 years and there was absolutely no way that we weren't all going to die, when do you think we would stop living life as normal? Like, when would I stop coming into work?
Oh, yeah, because 7 years is a long time to be like, oh, screw this.
Yeah, no, you can't
still,
just...
You're still going to need money for...
You can't just YOLO for 7 years.
Right. Unless everybody just throws it out the window. I'm like, hey, you know what? Just whatever you want, take it. But then we destroy just, ourselves before 7 years.
Yeah, are we just purging for 7 years?
Oh, man, I got three names right off the bat. I'm purging.
Does one rhyme with fart stinkler?
No. I actually need your help.
Okay. All right. Table that. You talk about that this weekend with your buddies. We are getting into college basketball.
I guess.
That is why we are here. And we will do that when we return on the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Phone number time, once again, 888-710-4ISN. That's a new phone number, so listen again. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. There's a team that we're not talking about too much. We thought we'd be talking about them a lot. In fact, when I realized that they were not in the tournament, I was surprised that I had forgotten about how good we thought they were going to be a year ago at this time, and that was Rutgers. Rutgers of the Big Ten finished 15-17 overall, 8-12 in conference. They had a chance to make a run in the Big Ten tournament, but lost their first game on the Wednesday of the tournament, 97-89 rather, in double overtime to USC. Now, why is Rutgers a big deal? Why should Rutgers have been in it? Well, they've got two guys on their team that are likely to go top five in this draft. And as I'm looking at this draft, NBA draft, and this tournament, I think one thing that could help this tournament is if we realize which guys are going to be draft prospects, and so we can get involved with them, and then that will help the NBA draft because we'll know something. Oh, I remember him in the tournament. A lot of times, the standouts of the tournament are like the God Sham Gods and DJ Burns and Ali Farouk Maneshes, the guys we talked about, the Jack Golkies, the Doug Ewerts, the guys we talked about a little bit last night. Where are they now? They're not getting drafted. But there are guys in this tournament that are getting drafted. Two guys that are not in the tournament that are getting drafted, though. Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. Now, Dylan Harper, his brother, spent a few years at Rutgers. They were able to bring him in. Ace Bailey, another highly regarded prospect, chose there over many other schools. They went 8-12 in the conference, 15-7 overall. And then, like I said, a quick exit out of the Big Ten tournament. Rutgers, let's say they have two freshmen, as they do, and let's say they get picked top five in the draft, as is likely, or at least very possible. Then they would be the seventh team in the one-and-done era since 2005 with two freshmen who were eventually picked in the top five of the draft. Rutgers is not only the only one that's ever missed the NCAA tournament, but they will have lost more conference games than the other six teams combined. So the other teams that had two freshmen in the one-and-done era that were then drafted top five together in the NBA draft, you go back to Ohio State, 07, they were 35-4. They were the runners-up. Kentucky in 2010 was 35-3. They made the Elite Eight. 2 years later, Kentucky went 38-2. They won the title. Kansas, two freshmen, 25-10. They went to the second round. Kentucky, 38-1 and 15, went to the Final Four. And Duke, 32-6, went to the Elite Eight. So one national champion. But again, these teams all made somewhat of a run. And conference record combined, they had 11 losses. This Rutgers team has 12. The most anticipated Rutgers team in school history, unable to make the draft, or unable to make the tournament, is still likely to have two top guys in the top five of this draft. So pretty crazy that Rutgers at the beginning of the year was talked about quite a bit. And they just slowly but surely sort of faded away into obscurity. They started 4-0, lost to Kennesaw State, beat Notre Dame in overtime, then lost three in a row, and then they started losing in conference and losing streaks, and it just never worked and never, it was never right for them. And we may see when you watch the NBA draft in a couple months, Rutgers, two guys from Rutgers, why were they so bad? I don't know, because, well, I do know. It was those two and like nothing around it. So if you have two guys, you can't just rely on the two guys. They had no size. They had like no shooting. They weren't really able to do anything other than to get it to those guys. So when you just have two guys and they're playing pick and roll, you got guys collapsing on them, another guy coming down on the corner, you're screwed. Can't do anything. If you have two guys and everybody else sucks, it's way different than if you have two guys and everybody else is all right. With all due respect, I shouldn't say sucks. I did feel bad about that for not watching more than 7 minutes of Rutgers basketball and breaking them down as like I'm an expert. I don't think I should use words at all. I don't think I should use words at all, I guess. My goodness. 888-710-4ISN. Man, I'm telling you, I'm watching these late games and I'm getting upset because I need upsets. I picked upsets. I picked Michigan to lose to UC San Diego and they kept it close, only losing by three. I've got UNC Wilmington. I've got a bet on them to beat Texas Tech and they can't seem to come back either. A lot of teasing going on tonight. Yeah, I've moved to the bets portion of the tournament since I had Clemson in the Final Four. Oopsie. Johnny's in Atlanta. He's found us. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on, Bart? Man, y'all treat me like an ex-girlfriend. Man, I ain't gonna change the number like that. But
what? Huh? What? Say that again.
I said y'all treat me like an ex-girlfriend, man. Y'all change our number for me like that, man. I found it though.
Well, we're just we're in a long relationship with a lot of people, and we're just making sure that if we change something, that you guys will do the work, and you've done the work, and so we want to stay with you.
Thank you. But why is it the people who don't watch college basketball make the best bracket? Like me and my sons are that making the bracket. My daughter already picked up two upsets. She picked Denise and Drake. I'm like, dude, you don't even watch basketball. That's what frustrates me the most. And her bracket's great. So,
I don't watch much either, and I'm in the tank. So I think there's two sides of that coin.
Yeah, and then I'm feeling on this Rutgers thing because, like, when I picked Rutgers from first because I saw Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey's from Georgia, so I seen him play. So I'm like, oh, man, Rutgers is going to be nice. I'm upset with how they ended up, too. So I'm thinking it's the coach. They are freshmen because, like, the number one team in the nation is Auburn. They got super seniors on their team, so, you know. But I'm excited for March Madness so far. I'm upset my Georgia Bulldogs lost. And
oh, they got smoked.
They got beat bad. And guess what? They got another. And right there, they got an NBA prospect coming out, Ace Noel. He's supposed to be a top pick. So I guess it's not about who you bring. Freshmen you bring in, it's about who can gel together as a team. Because I don't know. We got to get Cooper Flagg out of here. Then we'll see if it's true. So that'd be the top 10 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why I called a bit about my Bulldogs and everything else and everything. So I found you. I'm gonna call back more.
You what?
I said I found you now. I found the number. I got the number. I'm gonna call back more.
You got the number. You got the number. Okay. I thought you said you weren't gonna call anymore. I said, huh?
No, I got to call and talk trash, man. That's all I do.
That's why we love you.
Hey. All right, Jeff. Good.
All right, Johnny in Atlanta. 888-710-4ISN. Let's talk to Tony in Las Vegas. Tony.
Hey, what's up, Bert?
Hey, Tony.
How are you tonight?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm somebody whose moods are dictated by what predictions they get right and wrong, so I guess I'm not that great.
Oh, you're a lucky guy, I heard, over there. You're baking bank, cleaning up over there.
You would think.
Picking them all right.
Yeah.
I can't even pick my nose.
Okay, what's up?
I'm so unlucky. You want to know how
unlucky
I am?
What'd you call, Tony? What'd you call about?
I don't know, Bart. Just want to see about your that list you gave was pretty funny, too.
Oh, good.
I couldn't.
Tony, are you bored? Or are you looking to burn your nights and weekend minutes? What the hell's going on here?
Nah, you're entertaining. You're funny. You had me rolling yesterday, one guy.
I was screaming at some guy yesterday. Was that it?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, Mike, yeah. All right. Well, unless you got something else, I think I gotta get the update.
No. Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you.
All right, Tony.
Yeah, right.
It's the rare show where you don't need a reason to call. You can just call, and we'll be there. Should I tell Marco our list? Should I get his opinion?
Sure.
I thought we were going to do more Rodney Dangerfield there. I thought he was working on that. He was working on a little Goodfellas, calling you a funny guy. I didn't know where we were headed.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like these people are trying to do a bit, but I think I got to be in on it for it to work, but maybe not. So for some reason, we brought up the apocalypse. And then Carlos was like, can I just know what apocalypse is going to kill us? So ranked.
I'm sorry. For a second, I thought you meant the movie. That's why I was lost. I'm like, why the hell are we doing that? Marlon Brando? Like, what? Okay, sorry.
No.
Go ahead. My apologies.
So we had a special Bartometer, and the Bartometer ranked apocalypses in terms of least likely to most likely, and I'd like to read you the list.
Okay.
And see if you have a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just read you the list, and then you can comment after.
Okay.
Number 8 is zombie. While sexy in Hollywood, zombies are not a real thing that can happen. 7, aliens. Again, I think aliens are going to see us, look out the window, and keep driving by. 6 is more of a slow death apocalypse where we just kind of become zombies ourselves to technology, our phones, our devices, and we lose what it takes to be humans, and we all die out that way. 5 would be a giant space rock. 4 would be artificial intelligence turning on us. 3 would be some sort of cataclysmic weather event or weather events. And then Carlos had to be the tiebreaker. He went 2 with nuclear. And then 1 would be a biohazard, think pandemic, only what we experienced and just like 10 times as deadly with 10 times the amount of resistance to wear a...
That's probably number 1 because it's the most likely scenario.
Number 1.
Yeah. I do like the space rock one, though. I
said the same thing. I'm like, you know, because there's nothing you can do. It's like it's completely out of your hands. I'm like, all right, well, just YOLO.
Well, then let me ask you my question that I ask at dinner parties.
Okay.
I tell you right now, you find out from me, I'm reading you the report. It is 100%. I read you this report. It says an asteroid is going to strike Earth in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing anyone can do about it. Even if we blow it up, there's an asteroid behind it ready to take its place. There's like it's a guarantee that we are all dead in 7 years. Absolutely guarantee. Okay.
Okay.
How soon do you stop coming to work? Because it's still 7 years away.
Not as soon as you think, for 2 reasons. 1, to try to be the calming, everything will be all right. We're just going to continue with our day. We're going to move things forward and trying to get everybody to just be calm so we're not looting each other's houses and going crazy. So I'm going to, my initial reaction is to be the giant dad in the room. Everybody will be fine. So that'll be part of it. The other part of it is, as much as we would like to say, well, then you're going to do whatever the hell you want to do. Like, how? How am I going to do that if I don't have any money? Like, I know you're going to say, well, you could just steal what. No, if you want to, like, travel, you're still going to have to pay for something. You're still going to need money for things. You can't just walk into every place and steal every food. Like, nobody's going to make the food for you. So, like, you're going to have to be able to still buy stuff here and there. So I'd probably hold out for money for a little bit. Not that long, but for
it might depend
amount.
On the job too. Because if like you're going to, you know, if you're like, okay, I got to figure this out. I'm going to go to get a burrito tomorrow. You sure there's going to be somebody there to make your burrito?
Right. Which means that, granted, I can go to the supermarket and steal what they have, but eventually they're going to be out too. So basically, we're the Walking Dead. So you went back to the zombie apocalypse. That's basically what it's going to be because no one's going to cook, no one's going to work, no one's going to bring the food to the supermarket. We're all going to have like the weeds in Central Park like it's I Am Legend, and you're not going to know what to do. So there's got to be some of that. I also don't know how I could get to work. I mean, are the tunnels and stuff going to be open? people just could be walking in the streets.
As we're discussing this, my thinking is what would happen is there would be an initial immediate breakdown of society. Millions would die. And then we would realize that this is not a sustainable way to live the last 7 years on Earth. We would then figure it out and be harmonious for 3 years. And then we would commence again the looting.
I don't know about the harmonious. I think we might.
I think this is
convinced.
A great question. Yeah, I, the reason I like this question is because when I ask people it, I either get fun, insightful answers, and I can tell, like, all right, we can have like some sort of relationship here. And some people are like, "What are you saying?" And then I'm like, "Okay, well, you're not my wavelength. If you're not thinking about asteroids coming to kill us in 7 years and no way out." I don't know that I want to talk to you about the weather. You know what I'm saying?
You're 100% right. The one thing I will say with your scenario that doesn't work, there's no way they would tell us 7 years before it comes. There's no way.
True.
We would not find out 7 years in advance because they know we would all kill each other. The asteroid would hit nothing. We wouldn't be here.
Marco's 1,000% right. They're going to keep that under wraps until like 7 days, like as much as possible.
As much as, but that's too close too, because we'll find out. There's enough goofballs out there that can, what the hell is that? And they've got the telescope out. They'll know. But that's got to be a lot closer than 7 years. I feel like that's not something they're seeing, I don't know, maybe a year or two. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm also not an astronomer. But I would say within a year or two, we'd know, but we're not going to know way out.
Now, on a related topic, there are reports that Mark Zuckerberg is building a $100 million underground bunker in Hawaii.
He knows something we don't.
Well, there is that asteroid that's supposed to come here. We got like a 3% chance of getting hit.
Yeah, was it 35, 2035, something like that, Bart? You said the year
32.
And it went up. It went from like 2.4 to like 3%. So, hey.
I still like our odds.
Hey.
You never know. I just like to ask the hard-hitting questions. And also this question is another one I like to ask. Marco, thank you for your input. Always appreciated.
I thank you.
And now I will make you dance for us by doing an update, as you do every hour. And here it is, Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. Well done. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside. College basketball about to wrap up with Texas Tech. At 12, 11 point, watching a basketball swirl around a rim. Lead over UNC Wilmington that had a valiant effort. Looks like McNeese is going to be the biggest upset of the day. I'm not sure if it's McNeese or McNeese State. I don't know if they're in some sort of rebranding thing. I've seen it both ways, so I'm just kind of giving it half and half. I don't care too much to look. The further they go, somebody will tell me what it's supposed to be. I do want to talk some NFL coming up in a minute, specifically what the odds makers are thinking in terms of who's going to be the best in the respective conferences, because there's one team that is sticking out to me like a sore thumb, but everybody else seems to be in lockstep, so we'll get into that coming up next. On the same topic, here is Jim in Virginia at 888-710-4ISN. Jim?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Nothing, man. How you doing? First time, like your show. I was calling about my good old Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm glad you are, because I've been talking a lot about them. We got to try to figure out what they're doing.
I've been listening. Well, of course we need a quarterback, but it sucks that Aaron Rodgers got everybody hemmed up. He does it every year, though, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole thing is I'm ready for Mike Tomlin to go. He's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. But mediocrity is not what we do in the Steelers organization.
But it's, well, okay, I get it. But it's been what you do the last decade. I have a question for you, because I hear from a lot of Steelers fans that think Mike Tomlin needs to go. And then I hear from other fans that don't understand why. And I try to tell them, look, you're making the playoffs every year. That's great. But at some point, you got to get over the hump and get out of that mediocrity. Do you feel like you are the majority of Steelers fans, minority? Where, like, when you talk to other Steelers fans about it, are they like, Jim, you crazy fool?
Well, my closest friends, minority, they're like, why? And I'm just, it's time for him to go. I mean, somebody's going to gobble him up. But just think about it. His first Super Bowl was Bill Cowher's team.
Yep.
It was. And then when we made it, we lost Aaron Rodgers, right? I think it was Green Bay.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah. What did it for me with Mike Tomlin is when Antonio Brown, and I know he's a nutcase, he was, what, doing like TikTok Live or something after a meeting, and I don't know. I just think he needs to go. Well, now, if I had a choice, Mike Vrabel would have been the one, but, he's already with somebody. But I like the brother from Notre Dame. I was hoping that he would win and they would go after, I think his last name is Freeman.
Yeah, Jim, I got to let you go. End of the hour. Good to talk to you. It's Marcus Freeman. I think one point you made there was a lot of people will say, well, if Mike Tomlin was fired, he'd be scooped up in a minute. And that could be true. That's not always a reason to keep him, though. If it's not working for you. We thought that about right. Aaron Rodgers will be scooped up in a minute. Talk some NFL coming up when we return on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.